Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans un nouvel épisode du podcast Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to another episode on the Learn to French podcast. If you are new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. So today I would like us to focus on another major step, especially for the DELF exam, which is describe an event in French. So, as you might already know, the capacity to describe an event in French is one of the most important skills for the DELF exam, especially the DELF A2, A2. Describe an event or décrire un événement is part of the writing test of the exam, and it's actually the first exercise of your production écrite. Of course, before I start, you can also click on the link in the show notes. That way you can also read everything and have all the information you need in front of you. The main skills that the corrector want to see are écrire des phrases sur la vie quotidienne ou l'événement. So they want to see if you're capable of writing sentences on daily life or an event that they're asking you to write about. Raconter et décrire un événement. So, to talk about an event and describe that same event. Parler des activités dans le passé. Now, most of the time they're going to ask you to describe an event that happened in the past. So, they want to see if you are able to talk about something in the past. So, of course, you need to master your past tenses in French. And finally, parler de ses impressions ou de son opinion. Now, they want to see if you're able to talk about how you feel about something or a certain event or a memory, and they want to know your opinion about it. So this is always good to memorize the expressions that you're going to use to talk about how you feel about something. So the types of writing that you might have to work on are letters, messages, or blog articles. Articles de blog, journal personnel, so diary entries, a simple note, or an essay. And keep in mind that they are going to be short essays because the writing has to be between 60 and 80 words. So the main goals of this exercise is raconter and décrire. Before you start writing, of course, you need to take a look at what you need to do step by step. So you have to ask yourself important questions here. First, it's important to understand the instructions. What do I have to do? Do I understand everything that I read here? What is the format of my creative writing? Is it a letter? Is it an email? Is it an article? And then, what are the most important words? You can highlight those words or simply write them down in your draft, or you can also underline them. But you need to take a look at those keywords here. What tenses should I use? This is also very important because they will see if you're capable of using the right tenses and conjugating the verbs accordingly. And who is the recipient or the reader? This is also very important. Are you going to be in a formal context or informal context? Read the instructions. In those instructions, la consigne, okay, la consigne, there are informations that you can use for your writing. And you can simply take them out and then develop them in your writing. Use whatever you can use from the instructions. That's also very important. Develop those informations, meaning for each element or item that you take out of the instructions, you can simply maybe write one or two simple sentences. Imagine the events. So if they're asking you to write or talk about something that you've never experienced before, then you can simply imagine, of course. And then make sure to master the vocabulary of your topic. This is why it's also very important to learn your vocabulary by context. Let's take a look at an example here. You can go on the link in the show notes and scroll down to the example section. And let's take a look at the first exercise here. Now, this has appeared on the DELF A2 exams, okay? And this is in the production écrite. Vous participez à un forum en français sur Internet sur le thème des fêtes de famille. Vous racontez comment se passent les fêtes de famille chez vous et vous donnez vos impressions sur ce thème. 60 mots minimum. So, the instructions, what do they tell you? Take a look at the words and the keywords. Highlight them, underline them, or write them down. So the most important parts are vous participez à un forum sur Internet, and then sur le thème des fêtes de famille. And then vous racontez, and then finally vous donnez vos impressions sur ce thème. So you pretty much have your outline here. But first ask yourself some questions after reading the instructions. Did I understand la consigne, the instructions? Did I write down the most important words, the keywords? What am I asked to write? The format. Do I know this topic? How can I express my feelings or my impressions? And what tenses am I going to use? So you see how the questions will always be pretty much the same, but you need to adapt them, of course, to what they're asking you to do. The next step is to write the outline. So write the outline and then you take the elements from the instructions. So every information that you can grab from there is precious. Dates or periods, places, activities, keywords, and develop each item in your writing. So as I've mentioned previously, write down a sentence or two, make simple sentences, and diversify your vocabulary. Show off what you got. And finally, always take some time to proofread yourself. And the whole exercise should take about probably 20 minutes because you have another exercise that's coming up right after. So I would say not more than 20 minutes. Here is what I would have written. So if you scroll down, you can see an example of an outline. So the format, le format, forum en français sur Internet. Le temps, the tense, présent de l'indicatif. Here they're not asking me to write something in the past, right? They're saying vous participez, so I'm participating. And then, le lieu. So I've decided to talk about Christmas in the Philippines. Donc, aux Philippines, and then la date. Of course, if there's no date specified, you can always change that or adapt it to the writing or the topic. Next is activité, fête de famille. So I wrote down Noël. I wrote down some words that I could potentially use for my writing. So repas, convivial, festivité, réunion de famille, cadeaux, jeux, cuisine, décoration. And then impression. How am I going to talk about my impressions or what are my feelings towards this event? So I stayed positive. J'adore Noël, c'est super, etc. But of course, you can also talk about something negative if you didn't like it. And then I wrote a sample text. Bonjour à tous. Chez moi, aux Philippines, la fête de famille la plus célébrée, c'est Noël. Le soir du 24 décembre, on se réunit en famille et on prépare un buffet délicieux. On reste debout jusqu'à minuit. On mange beaucoup de bons plats. On échange aussi des cadeaux. Ça s'appelle la Noche Buena. Les maisons sont décorées avec des guirlandes et beaucoup de lumière. J'adore Noël chez moi et même s'il n'y a pas de neige, c'est ma fête préférée. Now, you don't have to write something exactly like this text, of course. This is creative writing. But make sure to include the important elements, the format, the tenses, describing what they're asking you to describe, etc. And also, use the right vocabulary for it. So here, they did not ask me to describe something in the past. They asked me to participate in a forum, an online forum. So I'm going to stick to the present tense, right? As I've mentioned in my outline. Remember, the outline doesn't need or shouldn't appear in your final work. This is just for your draft and to organize your ideas. So in my outline, I mentioned le présent de l'indicatif, and then I also mentioned the vocabulary for Christmas and how I felt about it. Staying positive, right? J'adore Noël, c'est super, c'est ma fête préférée. I am emphasizing the positive character of Christmas here, because they're asking me to write about how I feel about it. Now let's take a look at a second example here. The instructions are different, and they're asking me to do something else. Vous venez de passer 3 jours dans un hôtel à la montagne avec des collègues. Matinée, réunion et conférence. Après-midi, temps libre. Soirée, avec les collègues. Vous racontez ce séjour pour le journal de l'entreprise. Vous pouvez vous aider des dessins ci-dessous. Écrivez un texte de 60 à 80 mots. So here they're asking you to do something else. There are some images to help you, so if you run out of vocabulary or ideas, you can always use the elements of the instructions, as I've mentioned previously. Now, the outline of what I'm going to write is format, so article pour le journal de l'entreprise, it's specified in the instructions. Le temps, so what tenses am I going to use? Passé composé, imparfait, and possibly le présent, depending on what I'm going to talk about. Le lieu, so the place, dans un hôtel à la montagne. La date, or la période, 3 jours. Now all of this, aside from the tenses, are indicated in the instructions, right? And then next, les activités. So I used, once again, some elements of the pictures and the instructions, like réunion, conférence, ski, bonhomme de neige, beau temps, etc. And then the impressions here, they're not asking you to write about your impressions. They're asking you to write an article in the paper for your enterprise. So you should stay in a formal language. I decided to stay in a positive note because it's still for work. So I'm going to stay positive here. So here's a sample. La semaine dernière, l'équipe de l'entreprise a passé 3 jours dans un merveilleux hôtel à la montagne. Nous avons eu beaucoup de chance car il faisait très beau. Bien sûr, il fallait continuer à travailler. Mais après les réunions et les conférences du matin, beaucoup d'activités sympathiques étaient proposées. Ski, luge et même fabrication de bonhommes de neige. Le soir, après le repas, l'équipe se réunissait autour de la cheminée pour discuter. Un séjour génial. So, of course, my text is simple, but they don't want you to do too much. They want you to stick to the instructions and see if you can express yourself by talking about simple things such as describing an event. Here, I used le passé composé because, obviously, they asked me to talk about a past event in French, so 3 days in a hotel in the mountains with my colleagues, co-workers, and this is how I would like to talk about it. So once again, this is creative writing. So it's not math. You have to simply make sure to include the most important parts, like the reading the instructions, using the proper tenses, the proper vocabulary, and the right expressions or words that you can use to express your feelings, for example. Et voilà, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. I hope you enjoyed this lesson on how to describe an event in French, especially for the DELF A2 learners out there. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to share them, of course. Je vous remercie d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et je vous dis à bientôt pour un nouvel épisode sur Learn to French. Au revoir!